The so-called Bridgegate trial enters its fifth week in New Jersey today, Bridgegate being the 2013 shutdown of several lanes on the George Washington Bridge, which connects Fort Lee, New Jersey with Manhattan. There were horrendous traffic jams for days. The defendants have been accused of ordering the lane closures to punish the Democratic mayor of Fort Lee for not endorsing New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie in his bid for re-election. They have pled not guilty. Christie said he had no knowledge or involvement. On the stand today, Bill Baroni, a former executive with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. He and Bridget Kelly, Christie's former deputy chief of staff, are facing conspiracy and fraud charges. Andrea Bernstein, senior editor for politics and policy at WNYC, is following this trial. And Andrea, just remind us what these two allies of Governor Christie are accused of.
Well, they're accused of violating the civil rights of the people of Fort Lee to move freely, conspiracy and mail fraud. So those are the specific charges. But in general, they're charged with using government resources to force a Democratic mayor or to punish him for not endorsing Chris Christie in his reelection campaign. And the bigger picture behind that is that Christie was getting ready to run for president, and he wanted to ring up the biggest margin he possibly could by getting as much support as he possibly could from Democrats. And what's come out at trial is that this was part of a carrot and stick approach that he had to Democratic mayors to get them to go along with him so that he could, and in fact he did, win 60% of the vote in a blue state in his reelection campaign.
Well, last month, the former Port Authority official David Wildstein pled guilty to carrying out this scheme. He claimed it. What did he say at the time about Bill Baroni, his replacement, who's on the stand now? And what does Bill Baroni say about his knowledge of what David Wildstein did?
Right. So this is really interesting. David Wildstein testified for 8 days, and he has pleaded guilty. He faces 15 years in jail himself, although he can get leniency if the prosecutors are happy with his testimony. And he said that he was basically told to do this by the two defendants. But he also testified to a whole bunch of things, including that he discussed it with Chris Christie while it was occurring, that he had discussed it with the chairman of the Port Authority, and that he had discussed it with Christie's campaign chairman. So he spun out a wide web of knowledge about this, going right up to, if he's to be believed, the governor of the state of New Jersey. So David Wildstein, the mastermind, said that it was Bridget Kelly, one of the defendants, and Bill Baroni, one of the defendants, who he viewed as his bosses. And what Bill Baroni has been on the stand saying today is, no, it was Wildstein who had the direct connection to Governor Christie. It was Wildstein who was telling me what to do, and he kept enough of the facts hidden, Baroni testified, so that he wasn't aware of the full punitive nature of the scheme.
So it sounds like a lot of finger pointing, a lot of people trying to, you know, put the blame on others, a lot of he said, he said.
Well, yes, except that there is an awful lot of evidence. It's one thing is clear. The two defendants in this case almost never spoke to each other and never met. They spoke almost entirely through David Wildstein. So while a lot of what David Wildstein was saying rang true, there were definitely points at which he was downplaying his own agency. And you know, let's not forget that we are talking about the man, and when I say the man, I say Chris Christie, who is the chairman of Donald Trump's transition effort. So he is right now putting together a list of who he'd like to see hired in a potential Trump administration. And these are some of the most senior officials in the Christie administration who have either pleaded guilty or accused of federal crimes.
Or accusing each other of crimes. Well, and we understand that there's been a separate judge, a municipal court judge, who's found that there's probable cause to move forward with a criminal misconduct complaint against Christie in connection with the lane closures.
Right, that's right. So this is a citizen complaint that was brought based on David Wildstein's testimony that he told Christie about the lane closures while they were occurring and that Christie did not do anything to stop them.
In fact, he laughed, is what Wildstein
says.
Yeah.
That is what Wildstein said, that Christie laughed when he heard about it and then when he heard that the mayor of Fort Lee wasn't getting his phone calls returned. So a citizen activist brought this to a local judge in New Jersey, and he brought the transcript of the testimony, and the judge read the testimony, and he said the sworn testimony of a federal witness is enough to find probable cause for me to sign a criminal complaint. And that is what he did. The defense attorneys in New Jersey told me that this is very unusual. But what happens now is that it goes to a local prosecutor who can decide whether to charge Christie for criminal official misconduct, but that prosecutor was appointed by Chris Christie.
Oh, so that's got a, there's a little tangled web there as well. Andrea Bernstein, senior editor for politics and policy at WNYC, following the Bridgegate trial. And another one that may be shaping up, we don't know. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.